Aircheckdownloads.com.
He says he's going to last 6.5 minutes here. I don't think it's going to make it. 0500 110 100.
Simon Mayo.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The mystery.
Oh, blimey. Oh. Okay, so it's 0500 110 100. 0645 110 100. Simon.mayo@bbc.co.uk. Nelson Mandela was freed in this year. He said it was the happiest day of his life. Although, obviously, he hadn't met the Spice Girls by then. 0500 110 100. Who won this football game and where did it get them?
That really would have been the most dramatic finish if that had gone in. And once again, it was an excellent cross in the right-hand side. It doesn't matter. The final whistle's gone.
Oh, it's too tragic.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The mystery is coming. Simon Mayo.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The mystery years.
Oh, this is pretty good, isn't it? It's 9:18, this is Radio 1. Del Shannon died in this year. Hit by a runaway truck.
Is that the one?
China.
England lost a particularly tragic match. Astonishing for a number of reasons, particularly they had 11 men when they finished the game, which was quite exciting. It's a good half hour. I think Chad Jackson, Hear the Drummer, Get Wicked, Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence, Jimmy Somerville, To Love Somebody, Yazoo, Situation, remixed, because that was the second time around, and The House of Love at number 20. It's 9:23, this is Radio 1, with the first of two mystery years this morning. I think you're getting the idea, we've got most of the answers right. However, you can have two extra mystery years points if you remember who did this. The original version. You get your extra points for the Sundays who did Here's Where the Story Ends first version. Everyone at HMV Head Office Catalogue Department in London. Barry Clack's Dancing Duck Disco in Whitley. It's a high-class show, this night. Three cheers for the Ivory Towers, who finally, after 17 faxes, have got it right. They just send in a fax with every year on it. And they get there eventually. Nicky Horton on the M25. Sarah Bone working hard in Alton. Alan Barron in Belper. Claire Whelan in Milton Keynes. Ian Donaldson at home in Cambridge. All right, first of all, saying this is obviously England. Oh dear.
It doesn't matter. The final whistle's gone. And England are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup. And a Wednesday night semi-final against West Germany.
Ah, those fateful words. And obviously the year is 1990. Another mystery year coming up. First of all, Richard Evans at 9:31.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1,
News Speed. B Sky B has confirmed to the Stock Exchange this morning that they are talking to Manchester United about a takeover. That's it. There's more from the Radio 1 newsroom at 10:30.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The mystery is...
Okay! Thank you! Yeah!
This is sort of word up, but not as good. I'm not sure the other one was from the right year, so anyway. Single ladies clap their hands. David Bowie, Mick Jagger, number one from this particular week, actually, in this particular mystery year. And Dancing in the Street, and Cameo, Single Life.
Simon Mayo.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The mystery is...
2, 3, 4. All right, the wreck of the Titanic discovered in this year. Don't have an extra little clue. It took 73 years to find the wreck. It's a long time, not quite as long as it took to watch the film, but 73 years. 0500 0110 100. 0645 110 100. Simon.mayor, bbc.co.uk. And the only other clue that, frankly, you need is this.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia.
What was going on there, then?
Simon Mayo.
Radio 1's greatest hits.
The Mystery Years.
Well, it's quite straightforward, I think. Owen and Alan, a cottage caterers in Pembrokeshire. Oh, welcome back. Louise Masters in Kettering. Norman Shipping in Northampton, Pete, Sandra, Kern and Steve. Joy Harrison in Malvern, Simon Taylor in Barrow. Davy Jones, Market Drayton. Martin at GD Memorials. Morag Sutherland in Didcot. Andrew Poundon from Abingdon. Joanna Kingston in Edinburgh. Charlie Wilkes in Syston. And Herbert Blaufontaine in Corby. Well, this pretty much gave it away, I think.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. 16 hours of live music in aid of famine relief in Africa.
Sorry, was that a bit noisy? I think it probably was. Now, the voice of Richard Skinner announcing Live Aid, of course. So Live Aid was the event, and no marks at all. 1985.
Sorry?
Right, marvellous. New music first.
Radio 1.
Two more mystery years tomorrow at 9.
Aircheckdownloads.com.